Many communities in southeast Alaska ship their garbage to the lower 48, while some put trash in local landfills. The cost of the services and the limitations of local landfills have prompted several smaller towns to try and form a regional solid waste authority. Through an economy of scale, local officials hope to lower garbage costs and improve service for their towns. Carl Hagerman is Public Works Director for the City of Petersburg.
Right now, it's become more and more difficult to operate a landfill. Regulations are getting tighter and tighter as the years go by, and as those get tighter, the costs go up to try and meet those regulations. So many communities in the region are shipping waste to Washington, Oregon, and that has significant expense as well. The thought is that there should be some solution that can be arrived at in southeast Alaska that will be cheaper for people here, still environmentally sound, but will save communities money.
According to Hagerman, becoming a member of the authority does not obligate the towns to spend money, but it does assure them a seat at the director's table.
My hope is, anyway, that if we do that, that we'll have some input on what projects the authority moves forward on, and of course, what benefit Petersburg will get out of those projects. If it's in the cards for Petersburg to host a project, no matter what it is, that would be great. It would create jobs, and it would be a good thing as long as it's supported by the community. I don't want to even propose a project that isn't going to be accepted by Petersburg. But at this point, we're not to that level of organization yet, and I think it's important for Petersburg to be at the table at this authority and have some input.
Proponents of the authority have not yet settled on a particular solution for southeast garbage issues, but Hagerman says there are a lot of options. Once the authority is formed, he says it will probably solicit ideas.
There are communities that would like to host a regional facility of some kind for the jobs that it creates and potentially saves that community more money in their solid waste. But there are many different solutions. A landfill, a large landfill, could definitely be one of them. But there are other technologies such as composting, full-scale materials recovery facility to eliminate or remove recyclable materials from the waste stream. And so even if you're landfilling or shipping waste at that point, it's a much smaller volume that you're having to ship or landfill and trying to take advantage of more value out of the recyclables that exist in the waste stream.
Petersburg and Wrangell ship most of their garbage south. Petersburg pays about $101 a ton for the service and has budgeted $285,000 for this year. Thorne Bay puts its garbage in a landfill that's getting full. Craig pays roughly $220 a ton for the nearby city of Klawock to take its trash. Some goes in a landfill and some gets shipped out. Craig City Administrator John Bowling says the community spent about $218,000 for that service last year. Bowling is chair of the Southeast Conference Environmental Committee that's been working to create the regional authority.
It's all going to depend in large part on the very thing we pay attention to right now, which is the cost to our communities to collect and dispose of the solid waste. If it turns out we're not able to achieve a cost savings, there's less of a need for the authority. But if the authority is good for us in achieving some cost reduction in the disposal of solid waste, then by all means, it's worth the effort to organize to create an entity that might do that.
The legislature passed a bill allowing for regional solid waste authorities back in 2006, but local voters get to decide whether their towns will become members. This year, the issue is on the ballot in Craig, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Thorne Bay. Other communities may still consider the issue in the future, even if they don't become members. Bowling says they could still become the authority's customers.
The authority could contract with the community to provide the same services it's providing to its member communities, so it's not necessary that every community formally join the authority in order to benefit from it or for the authority to benefit from their participation.
Bowling says the Regional Solid Waste Authority's membership would be shielded from any debts, obligation, or liabilities that the organization incurs.
So it's a way for us to work together and at the same time minimize exposure to the member communities while still trying to achieve something on a regional basis.
One of the challenges that a new authority would face is getting enough business to achieve an economy of scale. Glenn Thompson is a Ketchikan Assembly member and general manager for Alaska Pacific Environmental Services. His company collects the garbage in several Alaska towns, including Ketchikan, Juneau, and Sitka. Thompson says his company supports the idea of a regional authority that could deal with Southeast garbage, but he sees the involvement of larger towns as a key to its success.
The three cities that have the combined volume of waste that holds the key to making this project a success are basically, they have probably the lowest cost that you're going to be able to get at this point in time. So what we want to do is at a minimum make sure that their costs don't go up and everybody else in the region gets the benefit of walking with a bigger stick, basically, because you would have a combined volume.
The ballot proposition asked voters in Petersburg, Wrangell, Craig, and Thorne Bay whether their communities should create a regional solid waste management authority. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.